The images from Hurricane Ian show major devastation, and everyone here at Sports Business Journal is keeping those impacted by the storm in our thoughts. We wish you the best as recovery begins in some places and still is yet to come in others. And this is your Morning Buzzcast for Thursday, September 29th. I'm Reginald Walker, filling in for Abe Madcore. Let's start with big demonstrations of confidence in two growth sports. How many of you are now hooked on pickleball or have friends who are hooked on pickleball? It's one of the sports we're asked about most here at Sports Business Journal, and the sport received another infusion of investment. That's right, LeBron James and business partner Maverick Carter have joined the ranks of pickleball investors, taking a major stake in a Major League Pickleball expansion team through their LRMR Ventures family office. Other members of the ownership group include private equity firm SC Holdings, NBA players Draymond Green and Kevin Love, Spring Hill Company CMO Paul Rivera, and Relevant Sports Group CEO Daniel Silman. MLP will expand from 12 to 16 teams for 2023 when it plans to host six tournaments. Existing MLP owners include Bucks co-owner Mark Lazary, former NFL player Drew Brees, former tennis star James Blake, and entrepreneur Gary Vaynerchuk. MLP is expected to announce the ownership of its additional expansion teams in the coming weeks. Their interest in pickleball occurred like so many others from playing the sport together over the last few years. Longtime racket sport executive Ann Worcester, who is a consultant to Major League Pickleball, said negotiations began with the group in July and ended with a meeting at the U.S. Open Tennis Tournament in August. Terms were not disclosed, but these franchises are not expensive. There's not a premium price point yet, but these investors see this as a major growth opportunity. So that's right, LeBron, Draymond, and Maverick Carter, among others, invest in Major League Pickleball. It was a big day for the growth of women's volleyball, as League One Volleyball, the startup property with plans to launch an indoor volleyball league alongside a grassroots network of local junior clubs, has raised more than $16 million in a Series A funding round, with investments from headliners including David Blitzer, Billie Jean King, and Kevin Durant. The funding round was led by investment firms Bolt, Vet One, Heights, and Verance Capital. League One calls itself the biggest volleyball business in the country and expects to double its revenue next year. The newly raised capital will be used to further support League One Volleyball's club roll-up strategy and accelerate growth around events, media, and the planned Pro League. Volleyball is a growth sport. It's second only to track and field in participation among high school girls, and the collegiate women's volleyball attendance record has already been broken multiple times this year. The long-term plan is to build a full-season women's pro league and combine that with a network of youth volleyball clubs. Details around the pro initiative's venue plan and other operational details remain scarce, but getting more than $16 million in funding is surely a shot in the arm to the strategy and another indication of the growing investments in women's sports. Another investment is in youth sports, as Brand Velocity Group has made its first acquisition in sports, buying Score Sports, a 47-year-old maker of youth team uniforms and equipment. It's Brand Velocity Group's first deal since Eli Manning became a partner in January. The investment group includes a bevy of other sports figures, including Carmelo Anthony, Nolan Arenado, Andre Drummond, Steve Hutchinson, Carly Lloyd, the Manning family, which includes Peyton, obviously Eli, and Cooper Manning, as well as Marcus Smart, Tim Tebow, Isaiah Thomas, and Klay Thompson, among others. Score manufactures products across all ages and major youth sports. Brand Velocity Group believes Score can benefit from its founders' operational and marketing experience, along with their networks in sports and entertainment and connections to specialty brand marketing agencies. It is the first acquisition by Eli Manning and certainly telling that he is bullish on youth sports. Dale Earnhardt Jr. continues to explore so many different areas of interest in his post-racing career, including media. Earnhardt Jr. is a natural in talking about sports, and now he's doubling down on the company's audience strategy. His Dirty Mo Media has signed a podcast deal with Cadence 13 that will result in a number of new shows this fall, as reported by Axios. Dirty Mo Media launched in 2013 with a weekly podcast called The Dale Jr. Download, which is one of the top motorsports podcasts in the country. Now, with this deal, Dirty Mo Media will launch three new shows this fall in addition to its four existing shows. Dirty Mo has said that the new shows will focus on more than motorsports and play into the passion of Southern sports fans, so expect content around college football as well. This is a big bet on content for Cadence 13 and Dale Earnhardt Jr., who has emerged as a likable and popular sports media personality with a strong following. Switching over now to a little bit of soccer. Could the World Cup final in 2026 be headed to Dallas? Well, it wouldn't surprise anyone considering the appeal of the stadium and the influence of Jerry Jones, but nothing is official. This, obviously, is a huge event and all the big players want it. However, Dallas officials are mum on a report that the 2026 World Cup final will be played at AT&T Stadium in Arlington, Texas. ESPN's John Sutcliffe had the initial report, which was then tweeted out by former U.S. men's national team member and ESPN analyst Hercules Gomez. If it does happen, it will be a home run for Dallas and obviously AT&T Stadium, as it would be the most coveted and high-profile event ever at that facility, even more than, of course, the Super Bowl. Now, let's be clear that this report is premature, as final site selection by FIFA wasn't expected until next year. The favorites were believed to be, and still may be, LA or New York, with SoFi Stadium as the frontrunner. So if this report does hold, it would be considered a slight upset, but we'll see if this comes to fruition. Again, there's always appeal to be in Texas. We know AT&T Stadium was built for events like this, and the Jones family can be very, very persuasive. And finally, as we head into week four of the NFL season tonight, as the Dolphins and Bengals face off tonight on Amazon, the viewership numbers around the NFL are off to a strong start, according to our Austin Carr. NFL games are averaging 17.2 million viewers through week three, up 1% from the same point last year, and the league's best mark at this point since 2016. So very good numbers so far for the NFL that we will continue to monitor here at Sports Business Journal. Now let's end the buzzcast around some names in the news. Brett Yormark continues to reshape the Big 12 corporate office, making some internal changes last week, and now he's bringing in some outside talent to Dallas. The two most recent hires are from the same organization, Yormark poaching two from the Detroit Pistons, as the Big 12 named Pistons VP, brand and marketing strategy Tyrell Kirkham its first ever CMO, and Pistons Director of Communications Clark Williams as its VP, brand communications. Yormark has been very open about revitalizing the Big 12 brand and making it more relevant in pop culture, and these two moves are further evidence of that strategy. So that is your morning buzzcast for Thursday, September 29th. I'm Reginald Walker, filling in for Abe Madcore. Thanks for listening to the buzzcast. Have a great Thursday and join us right back here tomorrow morning.